You listen to RTRFM 92.1. That was some random track off of Radio Indie Media. I don't even know what it's called. Don't even know who made it. But yeah, you're listening to RTRFM. And with me on the phone right now, I have Anisu Rankin from Jarra Country, who's actually in Adelaide at the moment. How are you going, Anisu?
Yeah, good, Alan. Thank you. Thank you for getting back and giving us this time on air.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, tonight we're going to be talking about the Sacred Life Walk.
That's right, Alan. Yeah, the Sacred Life Walk, Mother Earth is Crying, is about starting a journey from Adelaide to Uluru next year, looking at uniting all the 500 nations to talk about this time that we're in right now. The time we're in, you know, we can't be in denial anymore. Mother Earth is crying. She's trying to show us her distress signals through nature itself. She's crying out, and we profess to be Earth people, yet we can't hear her. You know, we're not even taking notice of the signs in nature that the old people told us to look for. And you know, there's scientific evidence out there to back up what is going on with the Earth, with the environment, the atmospheric changes, the electromagnetic shields that's shifting and changing from around the Earth, the sea levels rising, the whole thing, you know. If we don't wake up as a human race, Mother Earth itself is just going to retaliate, which is what she's doing. The
Indeed.
Tidal waves, the earthquakes, old people told us about them. They told us to move away because if Creator and Mother Earth herself don't step in and take control, well, then we're on a self-destruct path, because these people who base their whole life and economy on the mineral resources that's in the land, whether it's here or any other country all around the world, they don't care.
No, it's all about profit, isn't it?
That's right. It's all about profit. It's not about the ongoing life for all people equally, you know.
Mm.
The other thing too, Alan, I think, you know, I'm totally over barriers in race. The time we're in, we really haven't even got time to consider race. We haven't got time to consider campaigns. We have to get together and unite as a people to pass on these ancient visions and prophecies that's been handed down from generation to generation, from our great grannies right down.
Yeah, so you say ancient prophecies. Now, obviously, you're talking a long, long time ago. And Aboriginal culture, of course, is the longest known culture on the planet. So what, any idea of what sort of, maybe let listeners know what sort of prophecies you're talking about there?
Our old people, especially the visionaries, the visionaries and the prophets, we call them, you know, who seen ahead, who had the dreams and the visions and handed things down through spirit from Creator himself and ancestors, you know, of what was going to take place. Then it was those people's jobs and positions to be able to hand those things on, especially when it was going to affect the whole of the human race.
Mm.
We were obligated under these laws. Now, these laws and visions and prophecies, I mean, how long can Aboriginal people connect to the dreaming? I mean, I think genetically, through our DNA, I think we can go right back to the dinosaur and to the Stone Age. And we know each dreaming, each story, as we pass through, each one. That's how we...
Wow.
You know, and because we are so interconnected with spirit itself, Creator Spirit, Mother Earth, there's spirit in the plants, there's spirit in water itself. Talk about electromagnetic shields. You know what the closest thing to spirit is?
Yeah,
electricity.
Well, yes, right. Yeah.
And it's in water too, and water has genetic memory. Now, people want to learn culture. They want to learn about things that's been put away and hidden for when the time is right to speak them. The time is right now to speak them. Because this system that we're under is not going to get better. Everybody, regardless of race, their civil rights are going to be threatened and taken away. A part of this journey to Uluru is about doing workshops in communities of how to develop self-sufficient, self-sustainable communities, bush camps, independent of government funding. They've created this system where we are dependent and reliant on this need to have money. Now, under our law system, we never had that. We had faith in Creator and Mother Earth through nature and spiritual healing, and they provided everything for us for free. Now, we've got to go back to this system if we're going to survive really.
Which is a different system, isn't it, to white Christianity, for example, which tells you to go out there and multiply and, you know, take the fruits and do what you will.
See that Christianity business?
Mm.
When they wrote that law down in that Bible, that's when man, human beings, changed it. They changed the law.
Yeah, definitely. It's been changed many times over the years, that book.
Yeah. And Creator's law was never, ever meant to be recorded, written down. We were the only race of people that never, ever documented it or written it down, but we practiced it and lived it every day. We breathed it and slept it and dreamt it.
Mm.
And now, you know, we have to get back to that, Alan. We really do. That's why our people are lost. You know, I was talking about before, we need to unite our mobs from the east and the mobs from the west, from the desert, the world western mobs up that end, you know. We all got to unite there at Uluru under that morning star, because my great granny, who is a descendant of the Seven Sisters also, told me about that morning star. And how come she has to call that morning star in the language of Brendan Cook, who is a Pilbara man, the chief of the Pilbara people from Tom Price. Now, he knows the same things. He knows about the law, how it all began here, and he knows about when the land was one and the people was one before the floods, the water
before
rose,
the break off from the
land.
Yeah, right.
How about the old language? People got to wake up, and that'll stop the racism too. I'm over that. We've got to stop that.
Yes, the racism seems to exist to protect certain things from one person to another, or from one group to another, I suppose.
Yeah, and you know, this sickness has come into our people, it's spread into our people, because our law was so loving and beautiful and compassionate and sharing and caring and equal, no violence, no trauma, no nothing. And then all this stuff came, and now our people are gone astray too.
We've talked before about, just off air, we've talked before about sovereignty and Aboriginal sovereignty. Now, that's an issue that it's difficult for people to understand what you're on about when you talk about sovereignty. Perhaps you, if you have the time, maybe just briefly discuss the idea of Aboriginal sovereignty.
Well, you know what? I, before that Queen come out here for the Stolen Wealth Games, I put in charges to the federal police, requested them to lay charges on her for genocide, religious persecution.
Yes, I remember that,
And the Vatican, and they wouldn't be in it, because, see, the Vatican, they write constitutional judicial law, the whole court system is based on that law, that Bible, and they got to wake up to themselves. I'm trying to hold them accountable as the so-called Christians they profess to be.
Definitely.
Because they're hypocrites. As far as I'm concerned, they're all hypocrites, and that Pope that's coming out here.
And who were forced to... What are they saying, like, the other week about apologising or something like that?
apologising when they know the big plan. It's a more insidious form of genocide, not just on black people, but on all poor people and racial groups, honestly. They don't care. It's about a class-structured system. They look after their buddies, you know, the ones with all the money. It's money that counts.
It comes back down to that profit thing again, doesn't it?
And the pharmaceutical industry, who controls it all? You know, some of the medications they're giving people, especially ones that's going in prison for drug-related, alcohol-related, criminal, like, violent offences, they're actually putting them on community-based orders on injections and the psychotic, antipsychotic medicine that's banned from overseas. One of them... You know that young fellow that shot up that school and killed everybody?
We're talking about that.
Yeah, they're actually putting our people, not just our people, Aboriginal people, but all people that's going in psychiatric units on these medications. We've got to learn to do our research and look what they're doing to us, the Western medicine system. They're actually using it as a hidden form of biological warfare to kill people. They really are. That's why a part of this journey to Uluru, Alan, is gathering our bush tucker, our bush medicine seeds, because we've got medicines out there, we've got cures out there. We really have. Old people try to hold on to it, didn't want to share it for years and years and years because they knew they would make money off it. Now they are. Overseas, I think, $220,000 for our cancer cure. Now... We've got to start collecting our seeds, start seed banks, propagate and start growing our bush medicines again. Why can't we give our medicines away for free? Pharmaceutical company, give it away for free. Not a company. It was given to us for free. We're meant to pass it on for free. Healing's meant to be for free.
Definitely.
This is a part of the journey to Uluru. It's time to share. It's time to survive, because if we don't, Mother Earth is just going to wipe us all out.
Mm. So you were saying before about you know, the urgency of this sort of thing, about getting up across the desert from Adelaide to Uluru, and some of the things you'd be doing along the way, workshops, things like that. What other things do you think you'd be getting up to?
Have a look, for people listening there, have a look at Earth Cry Australia. Their storyboards are John Hartley, who's a Gookayalanji man from up in Mossman, the Daintree.
Okay.
He was with the old people over in the Cree Nation, who also know about these visions of bringing people together at Uluru, and Mother Earth is crying. Now, we done these storyboards. I was the artist to paint them. I was so lucky to be that person to paint them. And through the storyboards, which tell everything through the visions and prophecies, how the old people even knew about the tall ships coming, but they came, and in their innocence, trusting, believing, you know, and then in through, where all the sickness come in and disrupted our law, took everything away, everything. We're self-medicating, we're spiralling down, how we've got to come out of this darkness, come back to the law, come back to the old people. How long the old people been crying out for land, so they can set up for dry camp, so we can take our people and heal them under the guidance of
about,
the elders.
About 220 years, I think, isn't it?
No, they don't want us to heal. That's the whole thing. Mm. I mean, we know how to heal our people. We have the bush medicine. We have the spiritual healing. Why don't they want us to heal our own people?
Yeah, well, the question, I suppose, the answer to that is genocide, really. And I've talked about this before with you as well. And it's that notion of Aboriginal genocide, which kind of gets glossed over, I think, anyway, and I think it's an important concept for us to grasp.
Oh, it's we're so in denial.
Mm.
The country is just so deep in denial. They really are. Not just the politicians, but the human race themselves out there, Alan, you know. We've got to wake up. How can we jump up and down for justice for other countries whose lands have been invaded when ours are too?
It's also that that concept of country is another issue that generally white Australians don't necessarily grasp either, the idea of belonging to some land, belonging to the heart of a land. I feel that sometimes when I'm out bush, but it's difficult, I think.
You know what? It's people who disconnect themselves from the spirit of the land and the spirit of Creator who created all the land. And you know, Aboriginal people, how we say we come from different nations right across Australia, we've got to cut it out, because we've got to stop using boundaries and things and fighting over them, because you know what? Creator's law is universal. There is no boundaries. It cannot be contained, and that's where all our law comes from. We've got to stop using that as an excuse to bring back the law.
The boundaries?
Yeah, boundaries. Mm. You know how they fight about boundaries? Isn't
yeah, yeah.
Title crap? Sorry for saying that word.
Oh, no, that's fine. Go for it.
You know, native title, what's that? What is it? Our inheritance is by birthright, given straight by Creator himself, which is the most supreme law, superior law. How can they take that sovereignty? Even that Queen can't, or the Vatican.
Mm.
And we know that. Why aren't we just going out there looking for enough land? There's enough land out there. Why are people homeless when there's enough empty land and houses? All that's got to stop. We've got to learn to share, help look after each other. Aboriginal people, you know, we took in a lot of convicts, we took in a lot of people, a lot of homeless people way back, you know, when them people were brought out here against their choice too.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got blood relations with some of them people.
Mm.
You
yes,
know, we
yes.
connect to the Dutch. I mean, the Dutch, they were out here before Cook. Do they know that the Dutch went back and actually wrote us into the Constitution that if we ever needed help, they'd help
us? Oh, wow,
them.
I didn't know that.
They'd help them, and they left the land alone.
Wow.
Over 400 years ago.
Wow.
Brendan Cook. He also knows that.
Oh, okay.
And he also knows about the 400 First Nations people who trained the 10th Light Horse Brigade.
Oh.
And the Whalers, who brought peace between the Muslims and the Jews and returned Jerusalem to God's chosen people, supposedly.
Wow.
Now, all this has got to stop.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
See, there's so much history,
there
so much
There is a lot
truth,
of history
so
there,
much
yeah.
things that
yeah.
only the people know, and we all got to come together at Uluru, bring all the bits of the puzzle together, connect it all up, and we do have to look at a way for surviving these times while Mother Earth is changing and evolving.
Mm.
That's the most important thing. The most important thing is Mother Earth is actually shifting, changing, evolving. The electromagnetic shields around the Earth is shifting, changing. Scientifically, people are mutating, evolving. the polar bears are dying of starvation because there's no plankton. There's going to be... we've got to wake up. We've
all those things are documented as it is, aren't they? There's scientific, plenty of scientific evidence around to suggest of, rapid onset climate change, poisoned waterways and oceans and, the list goes on and on and on forever.
Yeah.
So you guys...
you know what?
Electromagnetic
shield is what's holding the world in balance. It's what's holding the world in balance. You know they talk about the shift, that the Earth's going to shift and North's going to be facing south?
No. I don't know. Personally, no.
Oh, they're in a lot of old people's prophecies too, not just ours, but the Mayan people, the Hopi, they all know too.
Oh, okay.
The Aztec people, they all know about the visions and prophecies, but nobody's heard ours. We're the last ones to come out with them, and even our own people are not going to believe the ones who have the visions and prophecies. But I don't care, Alan, because... I know that seven descendants of the seven sisters met in Monash last year in June at SOS, and we got to pass on the stories for the first time in years and years and years.
Wow.
And the things that's going to come really is going to affect everybody, because some of the things they've seen, the water's going to be poisoned and the earth is going to be like a bad storm is coming from the west.
Hmm.
And it's all to do with the environment changing and shifting, truly.
Just through all the desecration of profit-driven motives and greed, I suppose.
They talk about it in the Bible as the end time. They say that Earth is coming to an end, but that's one of their fear tactics they use. You know, sort of earn your way to heaven. There's only going to be a certain few. I think they've got 144,000 planned to occupy the planet Earth or wherever they think they're going after they destroy Earth. But they wrote it all, and they wrote the bloody laws for the world. I'm saying the Vatican wrote constitutional judicial law. All the courts are based on it. They are tied in with the World Bank, who controls the purse strings of every human being in the world. They have a central database that have every little detail about us from birth to death. We've got to wake up and come together as a people. We survived before because we all shared and looked after each other in a community way, and we can do it again.
Cool. All right, well, thank you very much, Aunty Sue. Susan Rankin I'm going to be talking to, and thank you very much for your time, and I'm definitely going to be talking to you again over the next several months as you build this this walk up, the Sacred Life Walk 2007, Mother Earth is Crying.
Please, Alan, and just tell all the old people that we just got to come together. We've never done it. Look, the 500 nations, this is what we missed out on. I'm looking at the 500 nations uniting, forming one declaration of independence signed by the 500 nations based on Creator's law and getting it off to the UN as a non-government organisation, and we can do our own stuff ourselves based on our law. We got to.
All right.
But that's it. Remember that. 500 nations declaration of independence. That is important. It's never been done. We've got to stop fighting for my little mob over there in Kulin Nation, or little Wiradjuri mob over there, or this little mob here.
So
we've got to come
unity
together collectively as a 500 nations, because that's what we are under Creator's Law, one.
One people. A unified kind of nation, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Aunty Sue, and we'll talk to you again soon. I know that folks can... there's a website being built at the moment, and we'll give details out over time when that's up and running, and perhaps... Do you have the web address on you at the moment?
Not at the moment, but, Alan, look, as soon as it's up and running and it's hosted and all, I'll definitely get in touch with you, and thank
Excellent.
You so much, love. You're
no
the
worries.
One to actually give me coverage on this.
Oh, no worries. Happy to help, Aunty Sue, any time.
Oh, we love you so.
No worries. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
See ya.